Democrat Sarah Hannan is making a run for House District 33, being vacated by Representative Sam Keto III. She's raised the most money of her primary opponents and hopes eventually to challenge independent Chris Diamond in the general election. KTO's Jacob Resnick has this profile.
Hi. Are you a registered voter here?
I am not a registered voter.
Okay.
But good luck.
Candidate knocking doors. I'll let you stroll on.
It's one of the hottest days of the year. Sarah Hannan is walking through the neighborhoods of downtown Douglas. Few are home to meet the candidate. Campaign volunteer Bob Banghart and Hannan have a list of registered Democrats. That's who they're targeting as they walk door to door.
In politics, it's about finding the people whose minds aren't made up. Identifying who your supporters are and identifying who needs information to make a decision.
House District 33 is a contested primary. There'll be four names on the ballot. The one has dropped out. The victor faces independent Chris Diamond in the general election. There's no Republican running.
Well, this is a very consistently liberal district. You know, it had a heavy Bernie turnout. It voted for Hillary Clinton. So in a state that's R, it's a very liberal voting district.
Most of her career, Hannan's been in education. She was a teacher for more than 20 years at Juno Douglas High School. After retirement, she ran the tutoring program at Juno's nonprofit, The Learning Center, for about a year. She's not new to this game. Decades ago, she worked as a legislative aide, and she worked for Fran Ulmer's successful primary run for lieutenant governor in 1994.
I met Sarah Hannan back in the late 80s, probably when I was working as a legislator representing downtown Juno.
A former Juno mayor, Ulmer remembers Hannan as someone involved in civic causes and one of her kids' high school teachers.
And I would just have to say Sarah's always been someone with a lot of common sense, someone who is very hardworking, and someone who loved to engage with community people about trying to make Juno a better place.
On the issues, Hannan is on the liberal side of the Democratic mainstream. She caucused for Bernie Sanders and supported Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential election. She supports single-payer health care. That's Medicare for all. Other priorities she lists are free public education and conservation of fisheries. She and her husband sell locally caught fish using the farmer's market model. Hannan said the Alaska she knew as a young girl in Anchorage was a lot more politically liberal than many realize today.
We were a Democratic state till oil, you know, so, and even our early years of oil, we still remain a Democratic state till those, you know, the industry became resident, and that really pushed us to being an R state.
She's plain speaking, but has a grasp on policy that shows she can get into the weeds. Here she is at a recent Juno Bar Association luncheon, pitching the income tax to a room of well-heeled lawyers.
We cannot wait till our savings is gone to institute an income tax on our people and generate some revenue to meet the gap for operating needs. I truly believe we have cut state government to the level that we're starting to cripple communities. And we can't just cut it more and expect our communities to thrive.
House District 33 includes downtown Juneau and Douglas, where Hannan lives, but it's also Haines, Skagway, and smaller coastal communities like Gustavus. Hannan opposed the Juneau Access Project, which would have extended the capital city's highway up Lynn Canal. Instead, she says she advocates investment in ferries. But as she explained at the Bar Association luncheon, she's skeptical about some of the proposed ferry reform.
Because it looks like some of that tariffing structure really is just a cost shifting to some of our smallest and poorest communities having to carry a bigger share because their service legs are more expensive to do. Because you've got a leg to Bellingham that's very profitable, but now you've got a leg to Angoon that's not a very profitable run.
Shoe leather canvassing is important to Hannan, even though campaign filings indicate she's outraised her primary opponents, bringing in around $30,000 through July 20th. Most of her campaign cash was from individuals giving $100 or less, though she got $200 from Mark Begich, the former U.S. senator, now running for governor. Whoever makes it through the next round faces independent Chris Diamond. Filings show he's already accumulated more than $50,000 through July 20th. Early voting has already begun. The Democratic primary is August 21st. Reporting in Douglas, I'm Jacob Resnick.
Good luck. Thank you.
For more candidate profiles and election information, visit ktoo.org/elections.